VICT Consultancy.
Hello, this is Paul Warner of VICT Consultancy. One of the things that I am really passionate about is making assistive technology accessible to visually impaired people. And by accessible, I don't mean from a technological point of view, but rather from a financial point of view. I don't see why visually impaired people should have to pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for technology, which is only required on account of their disability. This is why I'm such a supporter of the free screen reader NVDA and other low-cost or even free alternatives to mainstream applications such as the OpenOffice suite of programs which rival the Microsoft Office, which is recommended to customers almost out of habit. I certainly know some students, some young people who use OpenOffice and swear by it. The problem for us as screen reader users is that OpenOffice is based on the Java programming language, which, at least out of the box, is not accessible to screen readers. This is why, in addition to having Java installed on your system, you also need to download and install a special plugin called Java Access Bridge, which enables your screen readers to communicate with whatever Java program you're running. And in this case, for the purposes of this podcast, I'll be using OpenOffice. But if you've ever gone to the Java Access Bridge website and looked at what's involved in trying to download and install the various files, you will see that it is a manual process, and it really isn't for ordinary customers to use. And even techies like me find it tedious and a bit difficult to comprehend. So what we've done at VICT Consultancy is to come up with a very simple program, a little utility called vInstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2, which is the current version of Java Access Bridge. And this will do all of the installation of the relevant files into your version of Windows, whatever version that happens to be, and whether you're running 32-bit or 64-bit. The program sorts it all out for you. And, of course, it also uninstalls all of those files if you need to do that at some point in the future. For example, if there's an update to Java Access Bridge itself. So what I'll do in this podcast is I'll show you, how to install Java Access Bridge using the VICT Consultancy installer. And then I'll show you how to activate Java Access Bridge support within OpenOffice itself, because again, that is not an easy process, because until you do that, the OpenOffice will remain inaccessible. But I'll show you how to do that using JAWS and NVDA. And to wrap up, I'll just do a very, very brief tour of what's available within OpenOffice itself and just have a look at the menus within the word processor within OpenOffice. So the first thing I'm going to do is to use JAWS 9 on a PC running Windows XP 32-bit. And I'll show you what OpenOffice sounds like straight out of the box without Java Access Bridge. So I'm going to press Insert T to see where I am.
OpenOffice.org.
And I've opened up the OpenOffice.org, because that's the name of the application, as well as the website. There's an icon on the desktop, and I have executed that, and the window is currently open. Now, you might find with JAWS, actually, that you can go to the menus. I'm going to hit the Alt key.
File. Edit.
And go along the bar.
View. T. Tools.
And then press Escape a couple of times.
Escape. Escape.
Now, to create new documents or to open documents, whether they're spreadsheets or word processing documents or whatever, you can use icons within the main window of OpenOffice.org, or you can go to the File menu. But you will find that out of the box, these really aren't accessible at all, and you do need to install Java Access Bridge. So how do you do that? Well, firstly, I'm going to shut down OpenOffice.
Alt F4.
When you download Java Access Bridge, and I've got a link to the site where you can do that in the show notes, you end up with a zip file bearing this name.
Folder view list view access bridge dash 2 underline 0 underline 2 dash fcs dash bin dash b06 dot zip 954 kb winzip file 27 slash 0.
It's a zip file. And when it extracts, it goes into its own folder with a similar kind of name. This is the folder.
Access bridge 2 underline 0 underline 2. Enter. Folder view list view not selected src file folder 18 slash 0.
And there's a number of files which have been extracted here, and I'll just go down them.
Folder view copyright. License.txt, readme.txt, third party licensor, jaxis.jar, access-bridge.jar, java-access-bridge.dll, john-access-bridge.dll.
That's enough. There's quite a few of them, and as you will see from the Access Bridge website, they expect you to copy these into different folders on your system. But instead, what I'm going to do is to run vinstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2, which I have put in the same folder as all of these Java Access Bridge folders, and that is absolutely essential when running vinstaller for Java Access Bridge. You must put the vinstaller program in the same folder as your Java Access Bridge files. And the program file is called install jab.
End install jab.x.
That's the one. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Vinstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 dialog. Vic Consultancy, please indicate whether you wish to install or uninstall Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 period. Install Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 radio button checked. Alt plus I.
Now there's two radio buttons here. The first one is to install Java Access Bridge, and if I were to arrow down,
uninstall Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 radio button checked. Alt plus U.
I can uninstall it if I want, but I want to install it, so I'll go back up.
Install Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 radio button checked. Alt plus I.
And tab.
Tab. OK button.
And that's the OK button.
Enter access bridge 2 underline 0 underline 2 folder view list view install jab.x687kb application 31/08/2012:20:40 vinstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 dialog. Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 successfully installed period. If you are currently running a screen dash reader comma, please restart it before running the Java application which requires Java Access Bridge period. OK button. Enter access bridge 2 underline 0 underline.
And that was it. That's it, done. Java Access Bridge has now been installed on this computer. And actually, there was some excess verbiage there as JAWS was reading out the Windows Explorer before it actually read out the message box that was produced by the vinstaller itself. You would have heard the noise produced by the message box. So it's incredibly fast and very, very easy. So Java Access Bridge is now on this PC, and I will follow the advice of the message box, which was to exit the screen reader and restart it. So I'll close JAWS down.
Quit JAWS dialog. Enter access bridge.
And I have a hotkey to restart JAWS.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Access bridge 2 underline 0.
And now I can restart OpenOffice itself. I'm going to go to the desktop.
Windows M desktop folder view list view OpenOffice.org 3.4.1. Enter.
Hit enter.
OpenOffice.org.
Now, just because I have Java Access Bridge installed on my system does not mean to say that OpenOffice itself is now accessible. You have to turn on accessibility inside OpenOffice. Now, that's a bit of a pain because at the moment, OpenOffice itself is still not that accessible. But I'll show you how to do that in JAWS. I'm going to hit the Alt key to go to the menu.
File. Edit.
Then
V.
Go along to
View.
Tools.
V. Tools.
And down to
Macos.
Options.
Extension manage customize dot dot dot. Customize dot dot dot. Options dot dot dot. OpenOffice.org. Customize dot dot dot. Customize dot dot dot. Customize dot dot dot. Options dot dot dot.
Because it isn't particularly accessible at the moment, some of the commands are being read twice, so I was making sure that I was on options, and I will hit enter.
Enter options dash OpenOffice.org dash user data.
Now, we have to find accessibility, which is contained in a tree view. But again, because of the lack of accessibility, JAWS will not behave itself too well. So I might take some time to get to accessibility here.
General. Memory. View.
I'm just arrowing down. It seems to be okay at the moment.
Fast. Colors. Fonts. Security. Appearance. Accessibility.
There we are. I'm going to hit the Tab key.
Tab.
And you don't get anything. Insert and Tab.
Options-openoffice.org-user-data.
I'm really not getting anything that's helpful here. So I'm going to switch to the JAWS cursor with JAWS key and numpad minus.
JAWS to PC.
And route it to the PC. I'm going to hit page up.
Page up. OpenOffice.org miscellaneous options.
Come down the way.
User data. General graphic 25 support assistive technology tool left parent program restart required right parent.
That's the one, support assistive technology. Now that's a checkbox. And again, because of the lack of accessibility here, JAWS is not telling us whether that's checked or not, but I can tell you that it isn't checked at the moment out of the box. So I'm going to use JAWS key and the number 6 on the numpad to get to that control and use the mouse simulator to click on that.
Graphic 25, support, assistive, technology,
that's
assistive.
The one. So I'm going to press numpad divide, which simulates a mouse click.
Left click.
And then press the enter key.
Enter. OpenOffice.org.
And hopefully that'll be that. But what I need to do first, though, is to shut down OpenOffice and then restart it.
Alt F4.
So go back to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, OpenOffice.org 3.4.1. Enter.
Press enter.
OpenOffice.org frame, text document button.
Ah, now it's saying text document button. There, as I said, there's a range of icons or buttons which have specific functions in the main window of OpenOffice. But you can generate some of these from the menus as well. So I'm going to go back to the menus and back into Tools and Options to finalize the accessibility options that OpenOffice offers here.
Menu bar, leaving menus.
Oops.
Virtual PC.
Switch to the PC cursor.
Menu bar, file, Alt plus F, leaving. Menu bar, edit, Alt plus view, Alt plus tools, Alt plus menu, macro sub menu. Oh, leaving menus, frame, options dash openoffice.org dash accessibility dialog, seconds, options dash openoffice.org dash accessibility preview, not selected openoffice.org, options dash openoffice.org dash accessibility preview, not selected openoffice.org, tab, support assistive technology tools, left parent program restart required, right parent checkbox checked.
Now, I've tapped from the accessibility item in the tree view, in the options dialog, and it now reports that this is a checkbox and that there is a check mark in it. I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, use text selection cursor in red dash only text documents checkbox checked, insert F1 help period.
And you should place a check mark in that checkbox as well.
Tab, allow animated graphics checkbox not checked, insert F1 help.
I don't need that.
Tab, allow animated text checkbox not checked, insert tab, help tips disappear after checkbox checked, insert F1 help. Tab, miscellaneous options, tab, automatically detect high dash contrast mode of operating system checkbox not checked, insert F1.
If you do have some vision, some of these other commands could be important to you, but since I'm using a screen reader here, I'm just turning those facilities off.
Tab, use automatic font color for screen display check. Tab, use system colors for page previews check. Tab, OK button.
I'll just press OK.
Enter, openoffice.org frame, text document button, insert F1 help period, Alt plus D, Alt.
So that has made OpenOffice completely accessible to JAWS. And I'll quickly just open a new text document just to prove that we can actually use this program.
Enter. Untitled1-OpenOffice.org writer. Untitled1-OpenOffice.org writer frame. Edit.
Writer is the name of the word processor, so I'll just type in.
This is a document, period.
Okay.
This is a test document, period.
And that's the using the writer word processor within OpenOffice. And I can go to the file menu.
Menu bar, file, alt, menu, new sub menu, open dot dot, recent dot, wizard sub, close, see, save, save as dot dot dot, save.
And we have all the usual commands associated with using the word processor, but I'll go into this particular application in more detail later on in this podcast. For now, I'm going to
escape menu out of that. Untitled1-OpenOffice.org writer.
I do Alt F4 to close the word processor.
Alt F4, frame, save button, Alt plus S, save button, Alt plus S.
No.
Tab, discard button, Alt plus D, enter.
Discard, the changes there. When I hit Alt F4 there, it actually closed the whole of OpenOffice, so I'm going to go back to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, OpenOffice.org 3.4.1, enter.
Launch it again.
OpenOffice.org frame, text document button, insert F1 help period, Alt plus D, Alt plus D.
Now this time I'm going to uninstall Java Access Bridge and make OpenOffice inaccessible again, and then I'll show you how to install Java Access Bridge and make OpenOffice accessible using NVDA. So the first thing I need to do is to go back into Tools and Options and turn off the support for assistive technology. I'll do that by Alt.
Menu bar, flat, T, menu bar, tool, O, tools, Alt plus T, tab, accessibility, support assistive technology, tools, left parent program, restart required, right parent checkbox checked.
And I'll press a space bar.
Space. Support assistive technology tools, left parent program restart required, right parent checkbox not checked, alt plus A.
Now that's no longer checked, I'll just hit enter.
Enter, openoffice.org frame, text document button, insert F1, L period, alt plus D, alt plus D.
And I'll close OpenOffice.
Alt F4.
Now, when you close OpenOffice, there is still a little application which resides in the system tray. I'm going to find that by using Windows key and B.
Windows B button.
Which focuses onto the system tray, and I'll
JAWS for Windows button.
Type O.
Oh, OpenOffice.org 3.4.1 quick starter button.
It's a quick starter. So if you want to shut down OpenOffice completely in order to uninstall Java Access Bridge, for example, you need to close this as well. So I'm going to right-click on that by using the Applications key.
Applications, context menu, text document, exit quick starter key.
Exit.
Enter, leaving menus.
So that's completely gone. Now I can go and find vInstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 and run the same program to uninstall Java Access Bridge. Now,
Alt tab, Access Bridge 2 underline 0 underline 2.
Now I've switched back to the folder which contains it. Now this is the folder which contains all of the Java Access Bridge files. But unlike when you install Java Access Bridge, on this occasion you do not need to have vInstaller program residing in the same folder as your Java Access Bridge files. It could be anywhere on your system. But at the moment I'm running this from the Java Access Bridge files folder itself.
End. Install jab.x.
Install jab.x. Install jab.exe. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Vinstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 dialog. Vic Consultancy, please indicate whether you wish to install or uninstall Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 period. Install Java Access Bridge 2.0.
I'm going to press the down arrow to go to the second radio button.
Uninstall Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 radio button checked. Alt. Tab, OK button.
Press OK.
Enter, vInstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 dialog. Please close any Java application, comma, such as OpenOffice, comma, and exit any associated applications residing in the system tray, period. Please also close any currently running screen reader before pressing the OK button, period. An installation should take only a second or two, and you may activate your screen reader after hearing the sound generated by the resulting message box, period. OK button.
Now, I've already closed OpenOffice, and as we saw, I've already closed the little application which resides in the system tray. But it's also reminding me here that I need to shut down my currently running screen reader, because the screen reader uses one of the Java Access Bridge files which has been installed in the system. And so in order to delete that from your system, you need to close the screen reader which is using it. But the good thing is that as soon as I've done that and pressed OK, and when the uninstallation is finished, I can then restart the screen reader. So what I'll do then is to close down JAWS.
Quit JAWS dialog. Are you sure? Enter vInstaller.
Now the message box for vInstaller is still there. So I'm going to press OK to continue the uninstallation. And I get that noise, which is another message box telling me something. And at this point, I can restart JAWS using my hotkey.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Vinstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 dialog. Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 file successfully deleted, period. OK button. Enter. Access Bridge 2 underline okay. 0 underline 2.
And that's it. So Java Access Bridge has now been uninstalled from my system, and OpenOffice has now been rendered inaccessible again. And at this point, I can now close JAWS and launch NVDA and show you how to do the whole process with NVDA.
Access Bridge 2 line 0 line 2. Folder view list install jab.exe size colon 687 kb comma type colon.
Now it's the same Eloquence voice, but as you heard the starting noise there, it is in fact NVDA that's running. So the first thing we want to do is to install Java Access Bridge files. And again, I must remind you at this point that the vInstaller for Java Access Bridge application must be in the same folder as your Java Access Bridge files. So again, we're looking for install jab.exe.
Install jab.exe size colon 600.
That's the one, and I'll press enter.
V Installer for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 dialog. VICT Consultancy, please indicate whether you wish to install or uninstall Java Access Bridge 2.0.2. Dot. Install Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 radio button. Check Alt plus I.
Which is what we want, so...
OK button.
Press OK.
Access V-installer for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 dialog. Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 successfully installed. Dot. If you are currently running a screen dash reader, comma, please restart it before running the Java application which requires Java Access Bridge. Dot. OK button. Access Bridge.
And that was it. So Java Access Bridge again has been installed in the system very, very quickly. Now I can restart NVDA.
Exit NVDA dialog. Are you sure you want to quit NVDA? Access Bridge 2, line 0, line 2.
And I go back to my desktop and fire up OpenOffice.
Desktop list. OpenOffice.org 3.4.1. Unknown. OpenOffice.org file edit view tools window. Help text document drawing spreadsheet database presentation formula open dot dot dot.
Okay, now I'm going to hit the Alt key. And I get no response at all. So, out of the box, OpenOffice is even less accessible for NVDA than it is for JAWS. So, how on earth do you turn on accessibility by going into the menus, into the accessibility dialog, and turning on the checkbox and pressing OK? How do you do that with NVDA? Well, you can do it. Firstly, I'm going to go to the numpad and press number 8, which is read current line.
File edit view tools window help.
Now, if you're not on that line, you can use 7 to go up a line or 9 to go down a line, but you will probably land on that line, which is the menu bar. And I can then use the number 6 key to go and find the word tools.
Edit view tools.
That says on the word tools. Now, I can route the mouse to that word by using NVDA plus numpad divide.
File edit view tools window help.
And then press numpad divide to click on it.
Left click.
Now, what I need to do now is to press NVDA key with 8 to go into the container of the current object, which I don't need to explain to you what that is, but just press the keystroke NVDA plus 8.
OpenOffice.org window focused.
Then what we need to do is to go to the previous objects by pressing NVDA and 4 until we hear what we want to hear, which is...
Unknown. Unknown macros extension manager dot dot dot. Customize dot dot dot. Options dot dot dot.
That there. Now that is in fact the contents of the tools menu. And we'll now use the 9 button on the numpad to go down a line until we find options.
Extension manager dot dot dot.
Down again.
Customize dot dot dot. Options dot dot dot.
So we're now on
space. Unknown macros extension manager.
Well, if I hit
options dot dot dot.
Yeah. So having gone down the line, which is the list of commands on the tools menu, we need to hit the 6 key to send the mouse cursor to the right, or the navigation object cursor to the right, so that it lands on the word options. And we'll then route the mouse to that again with NVDA plus numpad divide.
Options dot dot dot.
And click on that by numpad divide.
Left options dash openoffice.org dash user data openoffice.org address user data general company member.
Now, it's less easy going down this tree view here in NVDA than it was in JAWS. But what we can do is just hit the 9 key to go down a line at a time until we hear the word accessibility.
Address, user data, general, company, memory, view forename slash surname grid, street, paths, colors, postcode slash post fonts. Security, country slash county, appearance, accessibility.
There we are. Now I'm going to hit 5.
Space.
And then 6.
Accessibility.
There we are. So now I'm going to again route the mouse cursor to that by pressing NVDA plus numpad divide.
Accessibility.
Followed by a click.
Left click. Options dash openoffice.org dash accessibility.
And it will now have gone to the accessibility pane within that dialogue. I'm going to press shift and 7 on the numpad to send the review cursor to the top of the dialogue.
Top. Miscellaneous options.
Press number 8 to read the current line.
Miscellaneous options.
And then 9 to go down a line.
Support assistive technology tools left parent program restart required right parent.
That's the control we want. It's a checkbox. And again, I'm going to hit 6 till we land on the word support.
Support.
Here we are. I'm going to route the mouse to that. NVDA plus numpad divide.
Support assistive technology tools left parent program
and
restart
click
required
on it
right
with
parent.
Numpad divide.
Left click.
And at that point, we press the enter key to finalize our
OpenOffice.org file edit view tools window help text document drop.
Now, you would have heard NVDA saying next to that checkbox control support assistive technology that a restart is required. So I'm going to close down OpenOffice.
Access bridge 2 line 0 line 2.
Go back to the desktop.
Desktop list. OpenOffice.org 3.4.
And start it again.
OpenOffice.org. Panel click an icon to open a new document or to open a file dialog box. Dot. Text document button. The document icons each open a new document of a specified type. Dot.
I'm going to press Alt key.
File menu selected.
This time we're hearing the menu being announced by NVDA. So I'm going to go along to the Tools menu.
Edit menu selected. View menu selected. The Tools menu selected contains spelling tools. Macros menu selected. Extension manager customized. Dot, dot, dot. Options. Dot, dot, dot.
This command opens a dialog box for a customized program
configuration.
To.
Dot. Frame. Press options. Dash OpenOffice.org. Dash accessibility dialog seconds.
We're in the accessibility dialog pane of the options dialog. I'll press Tab.
Support assistive technology tools. Left parent program restart required. Right parent checkbox checked allows you to use assistive tools, comma, such as external screen readers, comma, braille devices or speech recognition input devices. Dot. The Java runtime environment must be installed on your computer before you can enable assistive support. Dot.
Now, of course, is reading it all out, and it's telling us it's a checkbox and that the check mark is present. But it's actually giving us more additional information about the controls, and you will find that with NVDA, that it gives an awful lot more description about commands and menus and dialog boxes and so forth. But I'm going to tab through this just to see what the current settings are.
Use text selection cursor and read-only text documents. Checkbox check displays cursor and read-only documents. Dot.
Yeah, we're going to keep that. The settings have been kept from the previous time. So I will just go down and hit the OK button.
Allow anime help tips disappear. Miscellaneous options automatically to use automatic font. Use system colors. OK button. OpenOffice.org. Panel click an icon.
So we now have NVDA able to use OpenOffice. And we've done that by using NVDA commands without the need to get someone sighted to access the menus and the dialog boxes for us, and without the need to run a special registry patch, which is not required. You can actually do all of this using NVDA itself. Now I'm going to show you just a little bit about OpenOffice itself. As I say, in the main screen there's a group of buttons which control certain functions relating to the type of applications which come with the suite of programs within OpenOffice. The first one is
text document button. Focus the document icons each open a new document of a specified type. Dot.
This one will create a new text document in the word processor. So I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Drawing button. The document icons each open a new document of a specified type. Dot.
This one has a drawing application, which others such as other free suites of programs such as Lotus Symphony from IBM just doesn't have.
Text document button.
I need to go back and then down a column. There seems to be two columns here and different rows of buttons.
Spreadsheet button. The document icons each open a new document of a specified type. Dot.
There's a spreadsheet.
Presentation button. The document icons each open a new document of a specified type. Dot.
A presentation.
Open button. The open a document icon presents a file. Open dialog box. Dot.
Right. In addition to creating a new document as if you were doing a file new, there are also buttons here which are shortcuts to opening a document as well. But you can do this from the file menu in the usual way.
Templates button. The templates icon opens the templates and documents dialog box. Dot.
The templates as well.
Formula button. The document icons each open a new document of a specified type. Dot.
Now that's an application in which you can enter formulae. I haven't opened that one, but I assume it's some kind of maths program.
Database button. The document icons each open a new document of a specified type. Dot.
And a database program, which you will not find in Microsoft Office unless you go for Office Professional, which has Access included. But here you have a fully functional database application within OpenOffice.
Drawing button. The document.
Right. Now I'm going to go to the word
text
processor.
Document button, the document icons each.
Go back to the first button and press Enter on this, which will launch Writer with a blank document. It does take
document
a
view, document editable.
There
menu.
We are, it's launched, that's good. I'm going to just tour around the menus, and you will notice that it's a conventional menu system and not the ribbons which are beloved of the latest versions of Microsoft Office applications. So go to the file menu first.
File menu selected.
And go down that.
New menu selected. Creates a new OpenOffice.org document. Dot. Open dot dot dot. Opens or imports a file dot.
Now you see what I mean about NVDA reading out the tutorial messages in relation to each command on the menu. These are very, very helpful indeed.
Recent documents menu selected lists the most recently opened files dot. The wizards menu selected guides you through creating business and personal letters comma, faxes comma, agendas comma, presentations comma, and more dot. Closes the current document without exiting the program dot. Save the current document dot. Save as dot dot dot. Save the current document in a different location, comma, or with a different file name. Save all. Saves all. Modify OpenOffice.org documents dot. Reload replaces the current document with the last saved version dot. Versions dot dot dot. Saves and organizes multiple versions of the current document in the same file dot. Import dot dot dot. Saves the current document with a different name and format to a location that you specify dot. Export as PDF dot dot dot. Saves the current file to portable document format left parent PDF right parent version 1.4 dot.
Now, not only does OpenOffice Word Processor save documents as PDF documents, but it goes one step better than Microsoft Word. It can actually import, it can open a PDF text document. You can make changes to it and save it as a PDF again.
Send menu selected sends a copy of the current document to different applications. Dot. Properties dot 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 displays the properties for the current file comma, including statistics such as word count and the date the file was created dot. Digital signatures dot 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 adds and removes digital signatures to and from your document dot. New templates menu selected lets you organize and edit your templates comma as well as save the current file as a template dot. Preview in web browser creates a temporary copy of the current document in HTML format comma, opens the system default web browser comma, and displays the HTML file in the web browser dot. Page preview displays a preview of the printed page or closes the preview dot. Print dot 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 prints the current document comma, printer settings dot 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 selected if exit closes all OpenOffice.org programs and prompts you to file edit menu selected this menu can.
Now I'll just quickly go down the edit menu.
Can apostrophe T restore reverses the action of the last undo? Can apostrophe T undo reverses the last command?
That's undo, of course.
Can apostrophe T restore reverses the action of the last undo command dot? This repeat repeats the last command dot? This command cut removes and copies the selection to the copy copies the selection to the clipboard dot. Paste inserts the contents of the clipboard into the paste special dot dot dot. Inserts the contents of the clipboard into the current file in the format that you can specify dot. Select text. You can enable a selection cursor in a read-only text document or in the help dot. Choose edit dash select text or open the context menu of a read-only document and choose select text dot. This selection mode menu selected. Select all selects the entire content of the current file comma. Changes menu selected lists the commands that are available for tracking changes in your file dot.
Now that's very, very handy. I used to use that quite a lot in my previous life as a lawyer.
Compare document dot dot dot. Compares the current document with a document that you select dot. Find and replace dot dot dot. Searches for or replaces text or formats in the current document dot. Auto text dot dot dot. Creates comma, edits comma, or inserts auto text dot. You can store formatted text comma, text with graphics comma, tables and fields as auto text dot. To quickly insert auto text comma, type the shortcut for the auto text in your document comma, and then press F3 dot.
Isn't that really neat, all that information, just by arrowing down the menu?
Exchange database dot dot dot. Change the data sources for the current document dot. Fields dot dot dot. Opens a dialog box in which you can edit the properties of a field dot. Click in footnote slash end dot dot dot. Edits the selected footnote or end and index entry dot dot dot. Edits the selected index entry dot. Click in bibliography entry dot dot dot. Edits the selected bibliography entry dot. Hyperlink opens the hyperlink dialog box dot. Links dot dot dot. Lets you edit the properties of each link in the current document comma, including the path to the source file dot. This plug dash in allows you to edit plug dash ins in your file dot. Image map allows you to attach URLs to specific areas comma, called hotspots comma, on a graphic or a group of graphics dot. An image object menu selected lets you edit a selected object in your file that you inserted with the insert dash object command dot. Can apostrophe T undo reverses the last.
Right, that's the edit menu. Now, you'll get the impression from going through that menu that this is an incredibly fully functional word processor, and it's completely free. It's baffling why people don't use programs like this at home instead of Microsoft Word. And I would point out, of course, that this program, this the word processor in OpenOffice can open conventional Word documents and save as Word documents, and of course the spreadsheet does the same with Excel. Now I'm going to go along the menu bar again.
File menu selected, edit menu select, view menu selected, this menu.
There's a view menu which has all the standard commands you would expect to find in a view menu.
Insert menu selected, the insert menu contains commands for
insert.
Manual break dot dot dot, inserts a manual line break comma, column break or a page break at the current cursor position dot. Fields menu selected. Special character dot dot dot, inserts special characters from the installed fonts dot. Formatting mark menu selected opens a sub dash menu to insert special formatting marks dot. Section dot dot dot, inserts a text section at the cursor position and hyperlink opens a dialog box that enables you to create and edit hyperlinks dot. Header menu selected adds or removes a header from the page style that you selected the sub dash menu dot. Footer menu selected adds or removes a footer from the page. Footnote slash end dot dot dot, inserts a footnote or an end caption dot dot dot, adds a number caption to a bookmark dot dot dot, inserts a bookmark at the cursor position dot. Cross dash reference dot dot dot, this is where you insert the references or reference fields into the current document dot. Rec comment inserts a comment dot. Script dot dot dot, inserts a script, indexes and tables menu selected. Envelope dot dot dot, creates an envelope dot. Frame dot dot dot, inserts a frame that you can use to create a layout of one or more columns of text and objects dot. Table dot dot dot, inserts a table, horizontal ruler dot dot dot, picture menu selected, movie and sound inserts a video, object menu selected, inserts an object.
I'm just zapping down here, it's an incredible list of features.
And format menu selected contains commands for formatting the layout and the contents of your document.
No.
File menus, edit, view menu select, insert menu select, format menu selected.
Now there's the format menu.
Default formatting, remove character dot dot dot, check paragraph dot dot dot, modifies the bullets and numbering dot dot dot, adds num page dot dot dot, change case menu selected, columns dot dot dot, specifies the number of columns and the column layout for a page style comma, print sections dot dot dot, changes the properties of sections defined in your document dot, styles and formatting specifies, with autocorrect menu selected. Anchor menu selected sets the anchoring options for the selected object dot. Wrap menu selected specify the way you want text to wrap around an object dot. Alignment menu selected modifies the alignment of select. Arrange menu selected changes the stacking order of the selected object left. Flip menu selected flips the selected object horizontally comma or vertically dot. Group menu selected groups keep together selected objects comma so that they can be moved or formatted as a single object dot. Object menu selected inserts an object into your document dot. For movie frame slash object dot 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 opens a dialog box in which you can modify the properties of the selected object comma for a picture dot 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 formats the size comma position comma and other properties of the selected graphic dot. Default formatting removes direct formatting and formatting by character styles from the selection dot. Character dot 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 changes the font and the font formatting for the selected paragraph dot dot dot.
And we're back to the beginning of the format menu there.
File menu selected, view and format menu
the end here.
Table tools menu selected, contain spelling, table menu selected, shows format menu selected, table menu selected.
Okay, there's a table menu within which you'll find a comprehensive list of commands relating to tables. We'll go to the
tools menu selected,
tools menu, and I'll just quickly go down this.
Spelling and grammar dot 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 checks the document or the current selection for spelling errors dot. If a language menu selected opens a sub dash menu from which you can choose language dash specific commands dot. Word count counts the words and characters in the current selection and in the whole document dot. Outline numbering dot 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 specifies the number format and the hierarchy for chapter numbering in the current document dot. Line numbering dot 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 adds line numbers to the current document dot. Footnotes slash endnotes dot 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 specifies the display settings for footnotes and endnotes dot. Gallery opens the gallery comma from which you can select graphics and sounds to insert into your document dot. Media player opens the media player window in which you can preview movie and sound files as well as insert these files into the current document dot. Bibliography database insert comma, delete comma, edit comma, and organize records in the bibliography database dot. Mail merge wizard dot 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 starts the mail merge wizard to create form letters or send dash mail messages to many recipients dot. Sort dot 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 sorts the selected paragraphs or table rows alphabetically or numerically dot. Calculate calculates the selected formula and copies the result to the clipboard dot. Update menu selected. Macros menu selected. Extension manager dot 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 the extension manager adds comma, removes comma, disables comma, enables and updates openoffice.org extensions dot. XML filter settings dot 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 opens the XML filter settings dialog box comma in which you can create comma, edit comma, delete and test filters to import and to export XML files dot. Autocorrect options dot 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 sets the options for automatically replacing text as you type dot. Customize dot 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 customizes openoffice.org menus comma, shortcut keys comma, toolbars comma, and macro assignments to events dot.
That could be very useful setting your own shortcut keys.
Options dot 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 this command opens a dialog box for a customized program configuration dot. Spelling and grammar dot dot dot.
And then we're back to the beginning again. And there's document. A window under help menu as well. So if people tell you that you shouldn't be using a free program like OpenOffice because it isn't as fully featured as Microsoft Word, well, they might be correct in maybe one or two minor respects. But I think that most people writing documents from home are not going to be using all of the features that's on even on OpenOffice, let alone Microsoft Word. I personally believe that OpenOffice will provide you with more or less all of the features that you could possibly desire, especially working from home or just using a word processor, spreadsheet or database at home. And this, as I say, is completely free and it's accessible and it's easily accessible using vInstaller for Java Access Bridge 2.0.2 from VICT Consultancy. And I hope that that is going to be of great use to you. If you want to contact me, you can send an email to me at my email address, which is paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk. And of course, you can visit the website www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
VICT Consultancy.